In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God has called you to a life of thankfulness. Thankful should then describe you. Yes, kind, caring, loving, generous, selfless, gracious, but also thankful. St. Paul says, give thanks always and for everything. Thankful always. Thankful for everything. Let it fill your mind, your heart, your soul. Let it be the reason why you wake up each morning and carry out your duties faithfully. Others should see you as a thankful person, filled with the salvation and hope of our God. And thus you now imitate that Samaritan. For when he saw that he was healed, he turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. No doubt the nine were also quite thankful. They can once again see their families, hug their children, participate in society, visit the temple, carry out their daily work. They are thankful for the gift. But they are not truly thankful as Scripture describes thankfulness, because they do not return to Jesus. For thankfulness flows from faith. So these nine do not have faith. The Samaritan, however, does. And so he returns with thanks. Faith turned his heart into a thankful heart that is willing to delay the seeing of his family, the carrying out of his work, the hugging of his children, the participating in society, willing to delay all of that to fall down at Jesus' feet in thanks. To be thankful is to worship. And so the unbeliever is never thankful. Thanklessness is one of the fundamental aspects of the unbelieving mind. Do not give in to it. The unbeliever does not honor God as God or give thanks to him, as St. Paul writes. But he became futile in his thinking, and his foolish heart was darkened. He walks away with the nine, grateful for a gift, but ignoring the giver. Take the Muslim, the Jew, or the person who believes there is a God but yet does not confess Christ. They all recognize God, who is in control of all things and gives all things. They do not chalk life up to fate but up to a God. They also recognize they are completely undeserving of many of the opportunities they have had and of the gifts that they enjoy. But this is not thankfulness, since they have turned away from the giver to focus only on the gifts. For no one can give thanks to God except through our Lord Jesus Christ. For as every gift is received through Jesus from the Father, so thanks is always rendered to the Father through Jesus. And so like the nine, they simply turn away from Jesus, holding the gift in their hands, and yet ignoring the one who gave. Our fallen flesh loves gifts, but our fallen flesh takes those gifts and elevates them above God. It worships the gift, not the giver. It is grateful when prosperity comes, when children are born, when life makes a turn in a good direction. It recognizes it does not deserve any of this, but it has simply been placed in the right time and the right opportunity. But then it seeks to undermine our thankfulness by worry. For what happens after we have accumulated family, friends, possessions, health? We begin to worry when it will all be taken away. What if the test comes back positive? What if I lose my spouse? What if my child's situation changes? What if tomorrow is far more difficult than today? Worry erodes thankfulness. Worry is tied to the future unknown thing, whereas thankfulness is tied to the past known thing, what God has done in Christ. Worry thinks about itself and how life affects it. Thankfulness thinks about God. So as I said before, thankfulness flows only from faith. As the leper turned back, so also turn back to Christ in repentant faith. Turn away from worry. Turn away even from the gifts and fall down at Jesus' feet. Put your schedules, your cars, your houses, the maintenance of all of that, even put your family on hold and all of their obligations and needs to return to Jesus. For he alone is the way to the Father. He has redeemed you with his blood and declares you to be an heir of heaven and a ruler of this world. He alone is the one who has given you back this world. So as the leper turned back and thanked Jesus, so also thankfulness flows from our faith. We teach our children to say thank you in its good and polite manners. But the Christian should hear in those words the whole fabric of the kingdom of God, the whole attitude of the Christian. For it is from the hand of our crucified Savior that all things come, small and great, significant and unimportant, common and unique. If Christ did not die, then every gift that he gives would be nothing but a curse, received in sin and used in sin. If God did not grant us faith and wash us clean with the blood of his Son, then every gift, again, is received in sin and used in sin, leading us toward everlasting damnation. But Christ has died, and Christ has washed you with his own blood and made you his own. He has given you all of those heavenly blessings and treasures won by his death, but he has also sanctified the world around you. He has sanctified the gifts that you have, your family, your house, and all other possessions, so that they are no longer used in sin and toward condemnation, but rather they are used in faith to the praise and glory of God. This can come only from the Holy Spirit, who inculcates in you a thankful heart. And so ask for a thankful heart that sees all gifts of God, whether it be a pencil or a new car, that sees all gifts of God as flowing from the cross of Christ. And that, again, is why the unbeliever can never be thankful, for they do not see all things coming from the cross of Christ. Make a concerted effort, then, to be thankful. Take Dr. Luther's morning and evening prayer upon your lips. Both start off in the same way. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son. Whether the day was a birth of a child or the burial of that child, we thank God. Whether the day was filled with success, prosperity, and joy, or with hardship, sadness, and suffering, again we thank God. Let us not be like the unbelievers who thank God only when something good has entered their life. But let us thank God each and every day, because he still is good. So the gift does not dominate our mind, but God does. The gift is not the reason why we say thank you, but God is. For he is good. His love endures forever. So whatever he chooses to send to us must be for your good. It must be. It may be a day of trial and tribulation in order to exercise your faith, and yet still you give thanks, for he has not failed you. He remains your crucified and risen Savior, and you remain a baptized child of the Father. Jesus of Nazareth has come to you yet again on this day. Regardless of how your day or your weeks have gone, he has come to you pouring out his love, his forgiveness, his comfort, and his peace. The cross still stands, the tomb is still empty, and you still remain his own. So St. Paul starts off many of his letters in the same way. I give thanks to God for you. Though many of them did not provide any benefit to St. Paul, in fact, if you read the letters, they caused him more difficulties than not. And yet he is still thankful, because God called them to faith. God loved them, and God gave them to Paul. Thankfulness must begin with God's goodness, not with how the person can benefit me or make me happy. Parents, spouses, children, co-workers, neighbors, and friends are good gifts, even when they complain, argue, or make your day more difficult. They are good because they are from God. So thank God for them, not because they make your life easy or happy, but because they are from God and given to you. And that is enough. So God has called us to a life of thankfulness. Morning and evening, thank him. Thank him for health and thank him for sickness. Thank him for ease and for trouble, for prosperity and for scarcity, for healing and, yes, for cancer, for life and even for death. Seek treatments, take medicine, pray that God would remove all troubles, wear your seatbelt and sunscreen, make wise decisions financially and personally, but recognize that nothing is in your life apart from God's goodness. Though you may not see it, it must be good. Somehow, some way, it must be good because God is good. And Jesus lives. So give thanks always and for everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.